We knew from this, of course, that we were going to move somewhere. And the story was set about, rumour, that lying jade, was in full blossom, that we were going up into the Ypres salient to do a show there. The Canadian Corps hadn't done a show since Passchendaele. The previous October. In any event, we were loaded in trains and off we went. It was perfectly obvious that we weren't going north to the salient. We were going south. By the way, all the history books and all the books I've read about this Amiens attack says that everybody was sworn to secrecy, and in every man's paybook was posted a notice, "Keep your mouth shut." I never saw any of these notices in paybooks. And nobody told me to keep my mouth shut. There was nothing any of us could have kept our mouth shut about, because we hadn't the faintest idea where we were going to or what we were going to do. In any event, we landed eventually, or at least detrained eventually, some quite long way behind Amiens. And we marched at night. Lovely dry weather, nice level country. Marched at night, laid up during the day, either in woods or villages, and finally arrived on the night of the 6th of August, 1918, in Amiens, out of which, if my memory serves me right, all civilians had been moved. In any event, we didn't see any civilians, and we got into some railway sheds, were issued with our battle equipment, and during the following night, 7th, 8th of August, we moved up to our position for that great attack on the 8th of August, which Ludendorff later said was the black day for the German army. The 4th Division was in Corps Reserve. The 10th Brigade was in Divisional Reserve. And if I remember correctly, the 46th Battalion was in Brigade Reserve. So that meant that our battalion was the furthest back battalion in the Canadian Corps. In any event, we were just on the left of the Roy Road, R-O-Y-E, the Roy Road, and it was a beautiful night, quiet. We were lying out in fields. We had a meal quite early, and at 4:30 in the morning, the barrage opened, and off went the attack. We didn't move for some time, but the Roy Road was absolutely jam-packed with transport and cavalry and even observation balloons being towed forward on the lorries. Eventually we did move, and that night my platoon and I found a lovely billet at a place where the Germans had dammed a little stream and made shower baths. And we all had a shower, warm shower. Oh yes, there was coal or coke or wood or something there to warm the water. We all had a lovely shower, and we felt clean and relaxed. The following day we moved up a bit further. That would be the 9th, and saw I think it was the Scots Greys attack a copse, Smallwood, which was defended by German machine gunners. And didn't they get a pasting? There was dead men, dead horses, kicked wounded horses and wounded men lying all over the place. In any event, the infantry had to go in and take it, not us. The next morning, we were, by that I mean the officers of the brigade, the only time I ever saw this happen, the only time I ever saw this happen, were paraded round Brigadier General Hayter, General Officer commanding the 10th Brigade, and was told what we had to do and where we had to go. He was on horseback,